1077 RKR, The Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Good morning. Happy Thursday. Hopefully you guys are off to a great start. And I think it's going to be a good day ahead of us, okay? Because the wetness is going to get out of here. We're going to start getting some sunshine and decent weather to go with the sunshine. It's not going to feel like a sauna out there all weekend. I've been waiting for this. This is the kind of weather that I'm feeling. Now, the same kind of weather that my vegetables are feeling too, because now I'm starting to sweat, because all summer long I've been like, okay, these veggies, they got to start growing. Well, now they're getting crazy and they're all getting ripe, and I'm going to have to start eating a ton of food here pretty soon, because yeah, these things are like popping off like crazy. I did some tomato starters for the first time ever. I did like the little mini greenhouse during like the spring when it was still wintry out there. And then I planted these things in the planter, and I didn't think they were going to do much because they weren't moving for forever, for weeks. And I was like, these things aren't getting any bigger. Like they're just, I think they're probably going to end up dying. That's actually what ended up happening for the peppers, because the peppers were actually kind of promising, but they never really popped off. And then all of a sudden my tomatoes just took off. They went crazy. So I'm actually pretty stoked about this, because now it's starting to fruit. And even though they're still green, I'm really interested to see how these things turn out. It's my first time ever growing vegetables too. So I got to say, it was a pretty good success so far. I'll be interested to see how these things turn out, but I'm going to have to apparently make a salad for the entire build. 1077 RKR, The Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. You know, a lot of people put focus on the instrument of the guitar when it comes to rock and roll, and how crucial it was that Kalamazoo played a big role in that with the invention of Gibson guitars. But something that people don't put a ton of focus on, or as much focus on, is guitar strings. I mean, they're the ones that are responsible for making the sounds that come out of the guitar. And somehow I just learned that some of the best solos in rock history, some of the greatest guitarists, use strings that are made right here in Battle Creek. GHS Strings was founded in Battle Creek. I don't know how I just realized this, but somebody was telling me about, we were talking about guitarists and everything, and then they brought up that their strings are made here in Battle Creek. I was like, holy crap, I had no idea. So they're still, their headquarters are still at Battle Creek off of Wilbur Avenue, and they make all sorts of stuff. They make acoustic guitar pickups, instrument accessories, and it was founded in August in 1964. So in fact, tomorrow is the 61st anniversary of this place opening up. In 75, it was bought by Robert McPhee, who's the chairman of the board with his son, Russell McPhee, as president. But I was pretty astounded at how many different guitarists use GHS strings. If you open up the 1077 RKR app, I have a full list of people. I'm talking about like David Gilmour of Pink Floyd. Some of your favorite solos and musicians of all time use these strings. Open up the 1077 RKR app and let me know, 978-1077. I can't believe I just found out about this. If you know some other artists that use them as well. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's vinyl and 45 on the rocker. Released on this day in 1985 as one of the most successful John Cougar Mellencamp albums of all time. His eighth, called Scarecrow, peaked at number two. It had three top 10 hits in ROCK in the USA, Lonely Old Night, and Small Town. And Rolling Stone named it one of the top 100 greatest albums of the 80s. It really was one of his most commercially successful albums. If you don't have it in your collection, pick it up, give it a spin today. This has been Vinyl and 45 on 1077 RKR. R-O-C-K in the USA. R-O-C-K in the USA. R-O-C-K in the USA. Yeah, yeah. Rockin' in the USA. 1077 RKR, The Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Okay, guys, we have to talk about a dessert that I just had for the first time ever the other day. And I got to tell you, this may be a complete game changer for you. And if you've never experienced this before, it's called Dubai chocolate. You've probably heard about this at some point because it's gone viral. You'll see these people cracking open these chocolate bars, and it has this like ooey gooey stuff in the middle, and people have been losing their minds over it. And I had never tried this before. Well, I went to a place in Battle Creek called Simply Sensational Berries, and they make this Dubai chocolate. And basically what it is, They have this warm, velvety chocolate served over fresh strawberries with pistachio butter. Pistachios that are like blended up to be like peanut butter, but it's pistachio butter. And then it's sprinkled with this crunchy, delectable stuff that I don't know how to pronounce. It's just, it's an absolute game changer. Unbelievable how good this stuff is. If you have never tried it before, you at least need to see it. It's on the 107.7 RKR app. I took a bunch of photos of this so that you can really get a good look at this, because this stuff looks unbelievable and it tastes, I'll be honest with you, that thing didn't last 10 minutes. I crushed that sucker. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhaus. Up here on the 107.7 RKR app, we're taking a look at some places that are kind of making us feel a little nostalgic. Some iconic Southwest Michigan businesses that have not been open. You know, something I didn't realize until I saw this was Bill Knapp's was actually started in Battle Creek back in 1948. And at the peak, they had like 60 restaurants. I remember we had one near me when I was growing up on the east side of the state. They closed all their locations by 2002. Chicago Style Pizza, another pizzeria known for its stuffed deep dish and tavern style pizzas. They closed after a lot of years. Another really good place too, Fannie Mae Candies was another place that I just missed out on completely when they closed for good in 2019. So check out this list of places that have closed down. They haven't been open for years, and give me a call at 978-1077. What are some places back in the day that you cherish, that you remember, that you would love to make a return someday? Because I know there's a lot of places people are missing. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhaus. Time to check in with our good friends at Warner Vineyards. Welcome back to the Prairie Farm Studio. Eric, good morning, brother.
Good morning, Mark. How you doing?
Great, man. Thanks for coming in once again as we gear up for another awesome weekend of shows. Starting tonight, I'm doing a live broadcast 6 to 8. And this is going to be a fun one, man, for the Deadheads out there.
The Terrapin Flyers, a Grateful Dead tribute. So this is a really good show. Like you said, Deadheads need to be coming out to this one.
And we're rolling right into it, keeping it in the 60s and into the 70s as well. A great double shot of artists that are going to be paying tribute to two amazing bands tomorrow.
I got the Brooklyn Charmers and Peach Jam. So we do have a Steely Dan and Allman Brothers tributes coming up on tomorrow night. And again, both these shows, forgot to say also for that Thursday show, but both shows are 6 o'clock. Those doors are opening. 7:30 is going to be showtime. And it's just going to be just great music two nights in a row right there.
I was going to say Allman Brothers, like you go back to the early beginnings of them and like the Grateful Dead tribute into this Allman Brothers tribute, some good jam music that's going to be happening this weekend. And then shifting gears a little bit to the tribute that's happening after that this weekend.
Yeah, we got Carla Perez as Selena in the show. So if you remember Selena from the, I want to say 90s right there, and was really starting to hit into the pop scene, the Hispanic music right there too, but it had some pop hits coming along in that. Sadly, her life ended had a short life there, but she has, as Carla Perez puts on, a crazy awesome show. A lot of energy in that, so.
Absolutely, and we're very excited about these shows coming up and so many others that are going to be coming up in the future. And I know we're excited to be a part of this as well, because you've got a lot of partners in on this.
Oh, we do, man. I want to just give quick shout outs though to you. First of all, yeah, right here, 107.7 Town Square Media, Tapper Automotive in Pawpaw, Honors Credit Union and News Channel 3 are our big four sponsors right there, and we're just really thankful. We have a bunch of other small sponsors that I'll make sure I always mention on Showtime.
Well, we are doing a four-pack Thursday. We are giving you yet another chance to win a four-pack to the shows tonight, the Grateful Dead tribute, Terrapin Flyer, and tomorrow, the Allman Brothers Steely Dan tributes that are going to be happening. Caller number 7, 978-1077. You're going to win a four-pack of tickets. So make sure to get those calls at 978-1077. Caller 7, you're going to win a four-pack to both shows tonight and tomorrow at Warner Vineyards. Eric, as always, thanks for coming in again, and we'll check in with you next week, brother.
See you next week.
107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhaus. You still have another chance to win a four-pack of tickets to the Terrapin Flyer, the Grateful Dead tribute tonight, and the Allman Brothers and Steely Dan tribute tomorrow at Warner Vineyards. When you hear Allman Brothers play this hour, just be caller 7 when that happens. We also want you to get signed up for your workplace of the week. I know there's a lot of workplaces out there that jam the rocker, getting you through your workday. We want to get back to you with a pizza party from BC Pizza Kalamazoo. So make sure to get your workplace signed up, because we're going to announce a new workplace of the week tomorrow right around this time. Okay, we're going to welcome in Zoe Turner from BC Pizza. Now it's our new workplace of the week before we crack that first beer of the weekend with Presidential Brewing Company. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. I try to stay away from energy drinks as much as possible. I used to drink a ton of them when I was younger. Now there is zero reason for me to be taking these. I guess High Noon is recalling two production lots of High Noon Beach Variety Packs. Some of these contain cans that are filled with High Noon vodka seltzer alcohol, and they're mislabeled as Celsius Astro Vibe energy drink. So I don't know. Maybe I need to pick up on energy drinks again. I'm not sure. I don't know how these got mixed up. But yeah, apparently these Celsius energy drinks actually have High Noon alcohol in them. That is a hell of a mix up. If you open up the 107.7 RKR app, you can actually see the mislabeled cans and what they're listed as, because if you've got some of these Celsiuses in your fridge or in your garage or something, you might have some extra booze on your hands.